Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the universe a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Hi, this is Robert Peter Paul with the Art of Kindness podcast and the Broadway Podcast Network. We are live from the Jimmy Awards rehearsal room talking with all the nominees and the coaches. It's such a special, wonderful day. So stay tuned as we give you all the interviews right here. All done is so magical and beautiful, and it's always such a beautiful event to be a part of. Since we are a podcast network, I'm just going to have you start by introducing yourselves and sharing your involvement with the Jimmy Awards, and then I'll ask you a few questions and you'll be on your way.
I'm Keisha LaLama. I'm the choreographer of the Jimmys.
Yay!
And I'm Van Kaplan, and I'm the director of the Jimmy.
So were both of you involved in your high school theater? I just wonder for you if this is such a full circle beautiful thing to be a part of in that regard.
I was a competitive dancer. Oh my goodness, forever ago. And I did one musical. I did Damn Yankees, and I was hooked. So I love the sense of community that was very different than the dance competition world. But musical theater just brings people together. And again, I was hooked.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I love that. Whatever Lola wants, you know.
Yeah.
And what about for you?
So I totally got involved in theater in high school. And in fact, on a school trip to New York, I saw my very first Broadway show. And it inspired me later in my life to create the Jimmy Awards.
And it's so iconic in what you've done for this country and the world and theater in general. I mean, I bow down. I can't even put it into words. I can't even talk. Why do I have a podcast? I don't know. I would love to know, you know, after doing it all these years, is there one piece of advice you feel like across the board that you really want these kids to take away when they go on their merry way after this beautiful event?
Well, I think the most important thing to in terms of advice is just to be in the moment, to experience, to be a part of what's around you, to appreciate the people you're working with, to be joyful and happy and just enjoy life. You know, no matter what the age, we're all involved in our phones and what's going on around us. We're just not taking a beat and experiencing each one of these wonderful moments that we have, the gifts that we're given. So that's my advice to all of them, as we've been saying it all week.
Yeah. No, I love that. My podcast is The Art of Kindness with the network. So we talk with Broadway and TV and film people all about that kind of stuff. So I appreciate that it's on theme. What about you, friend?
I mean, it's absolutely the same and I echo it. But I think in addition to that, or maybe another layer of that, is just understanding the process. Valuing the process and not just the product. We're so busy chasing that thing that we forget again to be in that moment. But for me, the process is so much more valuable, just creating and being with people to make that magic.
I love that. You know what's wonderful is I've asked the kids the best advice they've gotten, and they've said both of the things that you've said. So it's clearly hitting home, which I think is really special. And you could see it in their joy when you talk with them and when you watch the show. I'm going to let you go. So I just want to end this little chat here with a question that I wonder about for the high schools and the young artists out there whose maybe their school doesn't nominate them and they can't be a part of this wonderful event. Do you have advice for them on following their dream and not giving up overall? I know it's a big question.
No, I mean, I feel like the Jimmys isn't the only path, right? And everyone's path is different. So you've got to just find any outlet that provides you the opportunity to learn and grow and to be exposed. So take advantage of every opportunity, walk through every door, ask questions, be curious. Everywhere will allow you to take those steps to grow along your path.
Oh, I love that. What about you?
I would have to echo and say yes. Say yes when there's an opportunity. Life is always about taking those opportunities and then making them go and grow into something else. So go to school, learn what you can, get the best education you can. And if you want to be in theater, there's so many careers in theater. It's not just all on the stage. The careers backstage and stage management and production management and public relations and all of those kind of careers that you could go into if you love theater. So just do what you love and enjoy it and say yes.
Oh, I love that. Say yes. And local theaters too, regional theaters. I mean, all over this world, you know, you can really be a part of it. Thank you both for saying yes to me today and being a part of this. I really am just so in awe of what you're doing. It's changing the world. So thank you.
I'm Charlotte St. Martin, president of the Broadway League, and the Broadway League also has the Broadway League Foundation, which presents the Jimmy Awards, and we're so proud to have the Jimmy Awards as part of the things that we do, because one of our goals is to make sure that musical theater is alive and well across our country. And guess what? The Jimmy Awards gives us that vehicle.
Yes, it's so important and wonderful. You know, I've read a lot about you and how legendary you are, but looking back, I would love to know, I don't think I saw anything on this, it might be out there. Were you part of your high school theater? You know, were you involved?
No, actually, my high school boyfriend was part of theater, okay. And they made me mouth in my sorority sing-song, so I was always the person that loved to be in the audience cheering that great talent on.
Oh, I love that, and you're still doing that today. You know, what does it mean to you, I guess, coming full circle and looking back from cheering them on to now, to work with these kids and be a part of this special event?
Every year, I think there's no way that this could touch my heart as much as it did last year. And I see the first rehearsal of their doing the opening number and tears roll down my eyes and I go, I guess I'm just a big old softie that loves the kids.
I love that. My podcast with the Broadway Podcast Network is The Art of Kindness. So we focus on kindness in the arts. And I would love to know if you've seen over the years an act of kindness or if you have a story from one of the kids, it can be from this year or years past, that's really touched your heart in regards to kindness.
I think that the finalists and the winners of Jimmy's that go on to be big stars, you would think maybe they wouldn't have the time to come back and share their time and good words with these kids. And every single one of them that you ask, they will do anything to be able to go back and talk with the kids. There's something that just connects them with the kids that are doing it. And I think there's so many kind Jimmy Awards folks that come back and give. I couldn't give you one story, but every single one of them has that passion.
I love that. And in addition to wonderful events like this and what you were just mentioning, do you see any more ways we can make Broadway, you know, a little kinder and more positive? I know there's a lot of that already, but if there's anything boggling in your brain about that.
I find Broadway to be very kind. So
it is, it is.
I do, so I don't think about ways that it could be kinder. I think our city could be kinder. Yeah. But I think Broadway is made up of people who really care, and maybe it's what draws them. They're kind to begin with, and they're drawn to being on stage and interacting with audiences. I know several times I've had the opportunity to say, do you feel the same every night? And they always say, no, the audience gives me the energy or not. So that says there's an empathy and a connection, I think, that that live performance does.
Yeah. I think it's an exchange of love, which is so wonderful. We're just always looking for ways, even from the rehearsal room to auditions, to kind of just make sure people are leading with that love, because it is such a privilege to be here and tell stories. With that privilege in mind and being here today at the Jimmy's rehearsal, I would love to know what your main piece of advice is to all the contestants this year, if you have a golden nugget of wisdom that you're sharing.
I think be themselves, not try to emanate someone else, but to be themselves and just pull the very best of themselves out and not be afraid to show that.
Oh, that's beautiful advice. Well, thank you so much for talking with me. Congratulations.
My pleasure.
My name is Andre Real. I did Bat Boy from Bat Boy the Musical, and a very unusual musical.
Yeah.
But I am from Idaho Arts Academy. It's a boarding school, but I'm originally from Mexico City.
Wow, I'm so excited you're here. I guess in this wonderful rehearsal room that we're in today and beyond, what's the best piece of advice you've gotten so far throughout this process as a performer?
I think just enjoy the craft and not like the last result. I mean, I'm going to enjoy it, but now all this week is just like full of happiness and the energy in the room. Everything is amazing. Yeah.
Enjoy the process, right? And not just think about being on the stage with the end result. That's such great advice. Well, I guess being on that stage, you know, that's coming soon. Monday, the Jimmy Awards. How excited are you to be there?
I'm actually very excited. I still don't realize that we are going to the Minskoff Theater. Because it's the home of The Lion King. It's like a lot of other musicals have been there. And we're going to like step on a stage from Broadway. It's our debut on Broadway. So that's so cool. Yeah.
So pumped for all of you. I can't wait. Speaking of Broadway, after this, is there a certain role you would love to play on Broadway? Or even, you know, in a regional theater? Do you have a dream role?
Yes. My dream role, honestly, is Evan Hansen from Dear Evan Hansen. I love it. But if I could be in a Broadway show right now, I think I would be any character in Sweeney Todd. I love Sweeney Todd.
Have you seen it yet, the one on Broadway right now?
No, I haven't seen it, but I saw the Tony Awards performance, and I'm a big fan of like the music from there. Yes.
It's so good. Definitely go if you can.
Hello, my name is Helena Engberg, and I'm from Olentangy High School in Columbus, Ohio, and I was nominated for the role Belle in Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Snap, crackle, pop! I'm a LeFou over here. I always play LeFou, which is such a good time.
I love LeFou.
Isn't it just so magical to be a part of a Disney show? It's so positive, and the kids that come, I'm sure you had kids coming up to you afterward.
That was a feeling unlike any other, because I would get done and the doors would open and there would just be like a ton of little bells, and I had to stop myself from crying every night because that used to be me, you know? Yeah. So it was just a magical thing.
That's so sweet. Speaking of magical things, we're here at the Jimmy Awards in the rehearsal room. I would love to know for you, I'm sure it's been a whirlwind, but what is the best piece of advice you feel like you've gotten so far from a coach, your director, choreographer, whoever?
Yeah, I'd say don't think that you can't do something because you're from somewhere or your town is too small or your dreams aren't valid. I've heard that a lot and it's really validating, and I'm supposed to know that, but to hear it from these professionals saying that they came from these random places all over the country, it's just so validating, and I'm here now, so you can do it.
Yeah. You're here. You can make it anywhere, like you guys are singing in the song. I would love to know for you going forward, do you have a dream role that you hope to play one day on Broadway or in regional theaters?
2 years ago, I recently saw Hadestown, and I fell in love. I get emotional speaking about it.
Yeah.
Eva Noblezada, her Eurydice, just I connected with it, and ever since then, it's been my top dream role ever. Yeah. Beautiful.
That's a great role. Her voice is like an angel.
It's so...
Have you seen her yet? She's around.
We saw a video the first day. And I was like, what? I had to contain myself. They showed her and she said, good luck. And she gave these great pieces of advice. And I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah.
I want to see her.
Let's do it. Well, I think she'll be there Monday. I'll be there Monday. So I'll see you then. I can't wait. What are you most excited for about Monday? I mean, can you just like kind of capture the feeling right now?
Yeah. I'm excited for the audience to see this energy we've created on stage. It's unlike any other.
Oh, I love that. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm Lance Toppin. I'm from Charlotte Country Day School in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm from the Bloomy Awards, and
what was the role you got nominated with?
I was Nick Bottom in Something Rotten.
Oh, wow. What a fun show. You must have had so much fun with that.
You did. Yes, it was so fun.
Yeah. Well, now being here at the Jimmys, congratulations. You know, there's so many amazing coaches and people a part of this. What, I guess, is the best piece of advice you've gotten so far as a performer?
I think the best piece of advice I've gotten was to always bring yourself to whatever the piece is. You know, it can be really hard to do some of these iconic songs and a lot of that famous people have done. And, you know, it's hard when, like, you have YouTube and all these different versions of social media where you can watch other people do it. To always bring yourself to it, and that is always enough, was really, really inspiring and really beautiful to hear, because we sometimes don't always think that we're enough. And so to get that reinforcement, that positive reinforcement in that way, was really, really, really special to me.
Oh, that's so beautiful. You are enough. You're here. You're doing amazing work. You know, looking ahead to Monday, the actual Jimmy Awards, which is so exciting. What are you most thrilled about to make your Broadway debut? If you could just capture that excitement.
I'm really excited to just share this experience with these people. I think, like, obviously we're making our Broadway debut and that's like so exciting, but to be with these people that I've become so close with so fast, it's just really, really special that we'll like have this together. And this is like, we've really become a unit over these past couple of days. And that's really just, it's just, I'm so happy to be here. So.
I love that. I love that attitude. And I guess going forward, I'll let you go in a second. I would love to know what your dream role is. Do you have a role you're dying to play?
Oh, I mean, my all-time dream role is Simba in The Lion King, which is why being in the Minskoff Theater is like so exciting to me, because I'm like, it really feels like attainable. Like, it's right there. Yeah. And that's really, it's just, I'm so excited.
It is there. You got this. Well, thank you so much. Break a Leg Monday. I'll see you then.
My name is Hannah Jenkins. I'm from the Northeast School of the Arts in San Antonio, Texas, and I was nominated for Fanny Bryce and Funny Girl.
How dreamy must that feel, considering it's on Broadway right now?
It was crazy. It was insane. Getting to prepare for that role and to actually just do it on stage was, like, surreal.
Did you get to see it on Broadway yet?
I haven't gotten to see it, but I have seen a lot of videos.
You gotta go. Julie Banco is so incredible. She's a friend of the pod. Love her.
She's phenomenal. She actually helped me with like a little bit of audition material for it. I reached out to her. She's so kind.
No way. Well, my podcast with the Broadway Podcast Network is The Art of Kindness. So that's an act of kindness right there. Did you just randomly DM her and she answered you?
No, yeah. I went out on a limb and I was like, I'm just going to send her a DM. She probably won't answer. And she did. And she's still keeping in touch a little bit, which is amazing.
She's such a kind, wonderful person. I would love to know for you. I'm so excited you're all here. What is, I guess, the best piece of advice that you've gotten so far throughout this process?
The best piece of advice I've gotten is not to look at it as a competition, is to just look at it as, you know, an opportunity to work with professionals as professionals and just have fun and to just learn and create and take it all in.
Just take it all in, have fun. What you're saying is so important. I love that. And I guess if you could book any role on Broadway or even at a wonderful regional theater, because there's great theaters everywhere, what is your dream role?
My dream role for the longest time has been Veronica Sawyer in Heather. So any opportunity to play her would be amazing.
That's such a fun show, right?
Yes, it's so fun.
And what are you most looking forward to about Monday?
I'm just ready for the crowd's energy. I think that's just going to take our whole, like, piece into a new direction and just make it magical.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
My name is Will Gonzalez. I was nominated for the role of Usnavi in The Heights, and I'm from Mundelein, Illinois.
I'm so excited you're here. How thrilled are you to be here? I mean, what's your feeling right now in this rehearsal room at the Jimmys?
It's absolutely incredible. I mean, the amount of talent that I'm surrounded by on a daily basis, like, it's incredible. Just someone will just start singing like so casually and it'll be like amazing, and it's just so incredible to be in that environment.
Yeah. Oh, I love hearing that. So far, what is, I guess, the best piece of advice you've gotten from either a coach or your director or choreographer?
I think a lot of what I've learned is how to take care of yourself during a process like this. It can be very taxing, but as long as you're staying positive and you're making sure you're checking in on yourself, you can always make it through.
I love that. My podcast with the Broadway Podcast Network is The Art of Kindness, so we're all about taking care of yourself and kindness tips. Have you learned one in particular that you really like?
I think just I always try to make sure to tell everyone they're doing a good job and make sure everyone feels supported and included. And that's, I think, super important, especially if you're in a company or an ensemble, to have those kind of relationships.
Thank you for doing that. That is so important. Now, looking ahead to Monday, how excited are you to, make your Broadway debut? That is thrilling.
I mean, I don't think there's a word to describe how excited I am. It's, I'm super excited, yeah.
I just want to capture that feeling, you know? And I guess looking even beyond that, is there a dream role you have that you would love to play?
I would love to play Orpheus in Hadestown.
Yeah.
I would love
that. Cool, right?
Yeah.
Have you gotten to see it yet here on Broadway?
I saw it in Chicago, actually, and it was incredible.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, thank you for talking with me. I'm going to see you Monday. Best of luck. You're going to be great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Samantha Nelson. I'm from Douglas Anderson School of the Arts, and I'm nominated for the role of Velma Kelly in Chicago.
That's not a show high schools get to do every day. I mean, how excited were you to be a part of that in the iconic role?
It was insane. I mean, I've always wanted to do that show since I was like a freshman in high school. And so when they announced it like end of junior year, I was like, oh my God, time to get ready, time to get pumped. Yeah. And then, you know, auditions came around the fall and it was a surreal experience.
How did you kind of bring yourself to that role? Because it is so iconic, but I feel like it thrives when people make it a little different. Were you aware of that, or you just kind of went in there and had a good time?
I think this is, oddly enough, I think this role was something that I was kind of like manifesting in my brain, because in my head I was like, I want to play it someday. So I want to just like, I've always had like choices when you're listening to the car and things like that. So when it occurred, it was pretty smooth sailing. I was able to just kind of smooth into it and just kind of bring myself and, you know, a mixture of this character and mush them together.
I love that. Kind of focusing on that positive energy is so helpful just in life. You know, I'm sure you'd want to play that on Broadway, but do you have another dream role that you would love to tackle?
God, it's basic, but I want to be Angelica in Hamilton.
It's not basic.
Yeah, you're right. It's not. Yeah. It's not. I want to do it so badly. I want to tackle it. I think that show is incredible. And I think it's a show that really indoctrinated a lot in theater.
She's going to do it. You heard it here first. And I'll post this in however many years when you do it. I love that. Well, speaking and looking ahead to Monday, you know, the Jimmy Awards, such an iconic thing to be a part of and such an amazing rehearsal room. I can feel the energy. What, I guess, is the best piece of advice you've gotten so far from your coaches that you think will lead you into the performance on Monday?
My gosh, always be a student, always keep learning, always keep training and trying to better yourself. You know, like every single time you think that there is something you can work on, it's probably that there is, and you can go further. And even though you hit a mark, reach the next mark. You know, I think that is one of the most pertinent things I've learned this entire week.
Yeah. I love it. That's so important. You're wonderful. Thank you so much for talking with me. I'll see you Monday.
I am Caitlin Majeski from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was nominated as Natalie/Ed in All Shook Up at McKeesport Area High School.
Wow. How excited are you to be here today?
Oh, my gosh. It is unbelievable. I'm ecstatic.
I love that. What's, I guess, the best piece of advice you've gotten so far throughout this process of doing the Jimmy Awards? I'm sure you've gotten lots of little golden nuggets here and there.
I think the biggest thing I've taken away is the importance of authenticity. Everyone is so unique, and therefore their performances are all going to naturally be unique as long as you're authentic to yourself while you're performing.
Oh, that's so important and wonderful. And I know these things can be scary sometimes, but I think just going back to yourself and your morals, super helpful. Now for you, I would love to know if you could book any role out of this or just in the future, what would it be? What's your dream role?
This is a very impractical dream because I'm an alto, but I would love to play Christine Daae in Phantom of the Opera. I'm obsessed with that show.
I love that. You never know. I think it's coming back in some way, so maybe they'll change it up and let someone different play it.
Maybe.
I love that. And I guess finally, what are you most excited for about Monday, the big show, the Jimmys?
I'm just excited to make my Broadway debut with all of the wonderful friends and talented humans I've met throughout this entire process.
Oh, I love that. Well, thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you.
Hello, my name is Christian Strong. I played Lola from Kinky Boots, and I'm from Pickerington North High School with the Kappa Marquee Awards.
Now, that is such a fun and amazing show. But as we've read in the news, sometimes towns are like crazy when you do certain shows with certain themes. What was your experience like with that role, and what did it mean for you to get to perform that at your high school?
My experience with that role, it was really challenging. But I knew it was important to do the role in its full authenticity, and I wanted to show the truth of the role. So it was an amazing experience.
Yeah. I love that. Speaking of amazing experiences, we're here at the Jimmy Awards in a rehearsal right now, which is wild. What is the best piece of advice you've gotten so far?
The best piece of advice I've gotten is from my coach, Desi Oakley, to connect my personal stories to the songs that I sing and my performances. It's changed everything for me, and I feel every bit of emotion whenever I sing now.
Did she give you any tangible advice for doing that? You know, I guess it's like an actor's job to break down each line and kind of analyze it. What did she sort of say about that?
She told us to ask who, what, when, where, why. Ask ourselves questions and write answers to them to really connect our story to the character that we're portraying. And in the context of the Jimmys, when we're performing our songs, it's not in the context of the show. So we have to really bring it to ourselves.
I love that. Speaking of bringing it to yourselves, to have a weird transition, what would you say is your dream role coming out of here? Is there a role you would love to play on Broadway one day or even at a regional theater?
Definitely the leading player in Pippin. I love that. It's the role that got me into musical theater, so I love it.
I love that. And do you have a Broadway idol that you kind of look up to?
Broadway idol, right now, definitely Alex Newell. When I started doing musical theater, my first show was Once on This Island, and I was the understudy in my production for Asaka, and I remember watching them perform, and it was just amazing.
Aww. I love that. That's so wonderful. Well, I'm so excited for you all. Break a leg. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.